Welcome in to ESPN Madison's Prep Mania coverage. Riley Yauch alongside the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Semrau. And we are thrilled to be joined by the new head coach of the Madison Memorial basketball team, Billy Wilson. Billy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. It is our pleasure. And you're taking over for a legend in Steve Collins, nearly three decades building this program up. What's the biggest lesson that Steve taught you that you're going to be taking in to your time as the head coach?
Yeah, I mean, we were joking about it before, and I said Steve who, but I mean, everyone knows Steve. You know, the wins and the trophies and the accolades are what everybody sees, but to me, playing for him, coaching with him, it's putting the boys first and helping them grow as young men and sending them out of high school better than they were when they showed up, and I think basketball plays a big part in that, teaching them life lessons and getting them to where they want to be.
You were a point guard in high school. Did you think you'd be a coach? You come from a family of coaches.
Yeah.
Did you think at that point, and were there lessons, maybe things you picked up that, hey, I got to file this away for down the road?
To be honest, absolutely not. I did not think about coaching. I went to UW to do school. I dreamed of being in a front office or doing something sports related. But then I got into teaching, and Steve came knocking on my door again and wanted me to come coach the freshman team when I was an undergrad, and it's hard to say no to Steve, especially the program I love so much. So that's how I got my foot back in the door, and I loved it. And I figured out pretty early it's my true passion, so had to follow it and see where it leads, and here I am now.
Was there a point that you realized you were ready to take over the reins as the head varsity coach? Do you feel ready to take over now, or how did that process work out for you mentally?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever feel ready, to be honest. I mean, there were some assurances from Steve, but also like throwing me in the fire and trusting me with stuff. I remember coaching in a regional final game down in Beloit a couple of years ago, and we were down by three, and I turned to Steve and I was like, I want to draw something up. And he trusted me to do it. And unfortunately, it didn't work, but we got a good look. But stuff like that, like being in the huddle, running summer stuff, being able to coach the team over the summer, and him trusting me had me feel that it's time and I'm ready to do this. So,
yeah, I saw you up in the, we just finished the summer jam in Appleton, and I saw you a couple of years ago. You had the team. That was probably the first time I think I'd seen you coaching.
Yeah.
Do you remember, was there any particular moment you're going to remember what it was like that first time you were out there running a team?
Oh, I mean, being a player, you're thinking in a player's lens, and you kind of have to shift your mentality because there's so much else going on, handling substitutions, making in-game adjustments, handling personalities that high school boys have. There's a lot more to it. So it was overwhelming initially, but when you have the good relationships with the players and you have a good staff, it makes everything a lot easier.
You've mentioned in the past, I'm mostly referring to an interview you did with Jocko, our friend over at NBC 15, some tweaks in the game of basketball and some tweaks that you'll make to the program. What would you say, what's the stamp that you're going to put on the program, or maybe even just a tweak that you're going to make right away as you begin your head coaching journey?
I mean, there's a lot I want to do. I have all these big ideas, and a lot of them won't work because that's just how coaching goes. But I'm a big man-to-man defense guy, and Steve's been a mastermind with our staff of throwing different defenses at people, but that's something I want to really, especially in our younger levels and youth levels, is really teach man-to-man defense and having that be a staple for us. I want us to play a little bit faster, playing a little bit more in the full court, and we got a lot of athleticism coming through our program, so using that strength and being able to play both, not saying we're not going to play any zone or not going to slow it down, but we haven't really done that a whole lot in the last couple of years, so I think getting back to that a little bit and using what our strengths are in our program.
You coach at your alma mater. Yeah. So like you walk through the hallway, see teachers, you know, with the relationships, I'm sure all that changes. But what's it like? And could you have imagined that would be your first head coaching job in your old high school?
No, it's still a little bit unbelievable. I think I think it was a couple weeks or a week after they announced the job, and I was with my parents, and we were talking about it, and I was like, what am I doing? This is crazy. I never would have thought this. But yeah, when I started teaching at Memorial after I graduated, like seeing teachers in the hallway and former coaches of mine, and I'm calling them by their first name, and I'm like, is that okay if I call you that? But it's a community that, I mean, I don't know anything outside of it, but I loved it so much, and it gave me so much that when the teaching job and the first couple coaching jobs and then this job opened up, it was a no-brainer, and something I really, really, really wanted to do.
You've mentioned basketball changing lives. Was there a moment in your career at Memorial where basketball, whether that be Steve, an assistant, where the game of basketball changed your life?
I mean, I had a pretty solid upbringing. There wasn't too much there that basketball maybe would have projected me on a different route. Mm-hmm. But I think the friendships I made, a good buddy of mine, Jake Ferguson, playing in the NFL now, like we were really good buddies in high school. We still talk. But the relationships and seeing a coaching staff that would run through a brick wall for you, that have accomplished everything they already needed to accomplish, but seeing that really motivated me eventually to come back to coaching, but motivated me in other areas like going to college at UW and furthering my studies. And but just that inspiration and find your passion, like coming back to it now, I definitely recognize teammates and former coaches giving me that.
Well, you just did almost the impossible. State basketball, runner-up state baseball. You come from a baseball family.
I do.
Did you ever think that that might be the direction? You might end up being a head baseball coach or manager somewhere instead? And when did the basketball kind of take over?
Yeah, actually, so Tim Richardson, our athletic director, when he stepped down from baseball, I had just started teaching, and there were a couple thoughts of applying for the baseball job. But we mentioned earlier about when you know you're ready for something, and I wasn't ready. I needed more experience. I wanted to get my foot in the building, get to know the kids. And baseball is my first love. I mean, Grandpa playing in the MLB and my dad playing at UW that you covered, Dennis. It's my first love. So there was a part of me when I decided to not coach baseball anymore of, you know, that's kind of written in my family's bloodline. But basketball, I love the action. I love how fast it is. I love being at basketball practice. So it really just spoke to me as the one.
But you will be at baseball games, I'm sure, next year. You just don't have to coach, right?
Oh, I'll be around. There's going to be some days, I'm sure, where it influences my mood at school because I'm still going to be really invested in those kids. But, yeah, it's going to be hard to let go, but they're in really good hands.
You talk about investment in the kids and the building of relationships. How, because you're still a young guy, like how do you build accountability? I get it because I'm a young guy in this profession. But how do you build accountability with those high schoolers while still also building relationships at the same time?
I mean, it's a fine line, right? I mean, high school guys, players and students, they see a young teacher coach and they're like, oh, I can mess around. They're not going to hold me to a standard. But I think holding them to that and being like, no, it's not really mess around time all the time, but also going out of your way to showing them you really care. Whether it's making sure they're getting to summer league games, whether it's opening the gym at early hours of the morning, outside of basketball, making sure they're getting to class, making sure they're hanging around the right people, making sure they're getting enough food. I mean, stuff like that. And just getting to know them. What do they like? Because kids are not just basketball. What do they want to do? Where do they want to go? What kind of school do they want to go to? All that stuff really, really strengthens that relationship with them. And when they see that, they'll run through a brick wall for you.
You mentioned a couple things, but one, being a teacher and a coach. And I think the best coaches are teachers first. And you've seen that with Coach Collins. For you, how important was it to have both jobs? Not just to be a coach coming in, but to be in the building 24/7 pretty much during the season.
I mean, I don't know how coaches do it if they're not in the building. I don't get it because all the logistical stuff you have to handle behind the scenes is always there. But whatever goes on at school, whether there's some grade issues, behavioral issues, being able to, all right, I need someone to cover my class. I'm going to go find this kid and talk to him and make sure we're doing okay, or just having them be able to come to me and check in with me. Like, coach, I'm having an awful day. Can I come talk to you? Yeah, let's figure it out. We'll get you back to class. I mean, I don't know how coaches coach a major sport in a high school and are not the building. It was super important to me.
Yeah, teacher coaches are shockingly becoming less common, but something else that's becoming less common is also multi-sport athletes. And you're a multi-sport athlete. You love basketball. You love baseball. How do you ensure that kids stay in your program, stay playing basketball, while simultaneously encouraging them, hey, like, go play baseball, go run track, play football, just stay safe, and also make sure you're willing to play basketball in the winter too?
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten a lot more difficult with all the travel ball, AAU, club sport. I mean, there's only so much we can control out of season, because you see those kids in season every day, and then they go off season to go do their sport, and you don't see them as often. But we kind of sell it as, we want you to compete at the highest level in every sport. Like, how cool would it be, like, this year we were able to go to the state championship for basketball and baseball? How many athletes can go do that? How many schools can go do that? Not a lot. But challenging them, because it's great to play your one sport year round, but for your health's sake, staying healthy and getting to do other things with different groups of people is also the selling point, I think, for a lot of these kids.
You know, I want to shout out to the guys that were on the basketball team and the baseball team.
Oh my gosh. I mean, our core, their experience. So the Ligon twins, Braden Banai, Devin Prosser, played huge roles for our basketball team, whether it was on the court or at practice. Their personalities and their drive to win. But also, we had meetings before the baseball season. We were like, okay, we just did this. We know what this feels like. Not that we're going to go copy that, but we know the formula, right? We can go do it. We have the pieces here. And they were just the driving force behind that. So they were incredible.
Sorry, just thinking of a question. What would you consider, going back to the basketball, what would you consider a successful first season? Not necessarily wins or losses, but you're building the foundation of a program. What does success look like to you?
I think finding natural leadership at our in our upperclassmen. We graduate a lot of production and playing time. So between the guys coming up from the lower ranks and our returning our juniors coming back, finding some natural leadership. I think every coach's dream is to where you have a well-oiled machine and you can kind of step back and let them go. Obviously, the wins are something we're going to be trying to do. I mean, we're at Madison Memorial. The plan is to always win. But finding that leadership and just getting these guys bought into the play as hard as they possibly can, and to love the game, love the process. There's some practices that are brutal. Mentally, physically, there are some days that stack, but falling in love with the process, enjoying your teammates, and understanding there's a bigger purpose at hand than just winning games.
You mentioned the bigger purpose. You had to go through something last fall. It was really tough.
Yep.
You end up with a team that's 22, but Trevon Harris passed away.
Yeah.
And the impact there, and as a coach, a young coach trying to bring guys together. When I was coaching baseball, there was a car accident in Madison West, lost kids, and how do you deal with that with the other kids? How tough was that, and how did that bring the team together?
Yeah, I mean, devastating. And Trey, one of the brightest kids ever, and everyone talking about him just smiled, light up the room. But, I mean, it's something no one's ever prepared for. You know, as a young coach, I had to do a lot of reflection and talking to Steve and our administration. Like, how do I handle this? Like, we have a season to go play. We're not going to cancel the season. But we really leaned on each other a lot, and there was a lot of open conversation and letting these freshmen, sophomore, junior, senior boys talk to each other. Something that in men's sports that sometimes gets forgotten about is the emotional side, and these kids are growing up. But we had a lot of conversations about it and going through the grieving process together. And we were all able to rally around it. We had a kind of a motto all year. It was play for Trey. And it was more than just going out and winning games. That's not what we wanted to do for Trey, but how we play the game, how we treat our opponents, how we support one another, and how much we love the process and love the game. So we were able to spin it that way. And And to the boys' credit, like it was a magical season at every level, lower levels, upper levels. They played their hearts out, and Trey was definitely watching over us.
Do you think that helped prepare you for taking over as the head coach going through that?
Absolutely. I mean, high school sports, so much more than the X's and the O's. It's how you develop these kids and how you get them to mature quicker. And they go through so many stages of life while they're in high school. And you're a big part of that as a coach. They see you every day at practice, and there are struggles, there are obstacles. So being a coach, it's helping guide them through that. You can't do it for them, but there's a lot of skills and lessons they can learn through sports, which is what makes high school sports so amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Awesome.
Do you have anything else, Dennis?
No, with the history of the family. I still have a picture of you and your sister and your dad after sectionals, I think, at Sun Prairie, and thinking back, wow, that now you're coaching, I think, is pretty incredible. So congratulations. You got some big shoes to fill, but I'm sure Steve, you know, I've seen him at a couple of places, and he's just so excited that you have that opportunity. So good luck, and we'll be out there for it, watching you this year, and
I love it,
cheering for you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm sure we'll certainly have many Madison Memorial games on our airwaves, and for my personal opinion, it sounds like you're ready to go, and that you'll have the Spartans firing on all cylinders.
We'll be ready
this winter. Thank you very much for your time, Coach Wilson. For the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Semrau, my name is Riley Auk. This has been ESPN Madison's Prep Mania coverage.